This is the first scientific work I've done at all. Was really excited about the opportunity to get to work for someone in something related to physics, and especially doing field work just anywhere was really exciting to me. You have to fly in on a ski plane, which is like a float plane except skis, not floats, and you land and summit, and all you see is flat snow everywhere, and it's just this little scientific research camp, and these planes were huge too. The inside is just totally stripped because it's so you just sit against the wall facing the middle in these net seats, and there's baggage and all the gear and stuff in the middle, and it was just really exciting. I was just excited the whole time about it because it was really different. So yeah, we would just go out and we would dig or we would drill cores all day. What you do is you drill down with the same type of drill you would take a core, but they take gas samples and collect them in flasks, send it back to them and analyze it to see concentrations of different chemical species. And so then those concentrations are the data that they work with. Basically, Mark, what he's looking at is the air gets caught in the snow. And so he looks at that air and then his model models the movement of the air and the chemicals throughout it. By backtracking through that with his model, he can find out what the atmosphere was like at a certain time, a long time. And that can tell us a lot about how the atmosphere has been changing.